Elections have been rigged for centuries because government is a form of slavery, which is why what the founding fathers of these United States gave us is so revered. They drafted a form of government unlike any other in history, a revolutionary form of governance based upon the foundation that all men are created equal and independent, and that all are born with the inherent and inalienable right to the preservation of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. George Washington wrote, "If men are to be precluded from offering their sentiments on a matter which may involve the most serious and alarming consequences that can invite the consideration of mankind, reason is of no use to us. The freedom of speech may be taken away, and dumb and silent, we may be led like sheep to the slaughter." Benjamin Franklin wrote, "Freedom of speech is a principal pillar of a free government. When this support is taken away, the constitution of a free society is dissolved, and tyranny is erected on its ruins." And this is where we are at today. Our First Amendment states that Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech, or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. And it has been stripped away from us by tyrants. News host Owen Schroyer is being charged with the crime of questioning the results of the 2020 presidential elections, the most blatant election fraud in U.S. history. And he did so peacefully, which is his God-given right under the U.S. Constitution. Schroyer isn't being charged with conspiracy, incitement, or any actual crime at all. He is being charged for exercising his freedom of speech. The sentencing document goes on for pages, quoting him for saying what Americans on both sides of the crippling two-party system have been saying for over a century. In short, that the government is tyrannical and criminal, which should be obvious to just about everyone at this point. And this is not a crime. It is the first line of defense against tyranny, our freedom to call it out. The document mentions a simple misdemeanor that involves Schroyer being on Capitol grounds. This was a violation of a court order that resulted from a 2019 arrest when Schroyer stood and protested a House Judiciary Committee meeting. But this is not the crime he is being charged with. The 30-page sentencing document is nothing but hot air being blown by a legal team held on the leash by tyrants who occupy the halls of our government. What Schroyer is actually being charged with is best summarized on page 20, where it states, "His statements and actions after January 6 illustrate his complete lack of remorse. To date, despite a number of opportunities he has taken to speak about the election and January 6, he has yet to sincerely demonstrate genuine remorse for his conduct." In other words, he won't shut up about the stolen 2020 election. This is his God-given right, but the criminals who have hijacked we the people's government are letting the rest of us know that those days are over, and we are now their slaves to be experimented on, thrown in jail, and murdered. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Thank you for watching the latest Greg Reese Report. Be sure to go to reesereport.com to see my latest videos, sign up for my free newsletter, and subscribe for exclusive content. And be sure to support my sponsor at InfoWarsStore.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested, attacked, and threatened because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video, download the videos, and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.